You're listening to the Breaking News Podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Walker. And today on this episode of the Breaking News Podcast, we have some new information for you. We have updates for you about Christianity's march forward to share with you. We also have our top story today as well, and we're going to get to that as well after our updates. So let's go ahead and jump straight into our updates of Christianity's march forward and share some new information that we'd like you to become aware of. Now, the first update we have is some great news about a church plant, a new church plant that is taking place there up in Virginia, Northern Virginia to be exact. And the new church plant is called Cross and Crown Church. They have a website, which is called www.crosscrownchurch.com. You can also find them on Facebook and go to the search bar in your Facebook and just type in Cross Crown Church. You should find it there. And it is being headed and pastored by Pastor Jason Garwood. Now, Pastor Jason Garwood was also recently a pastor of another church, I believe it was up in Michigan, and he's transplanted himself there to Virginia for planting this new church. And right now, it's starting out pretty small, but I have to say that the smallest churches typically are the most influential. I can, just as a quick side note, I ran into a Christian Reconstructionist church myself in my own small hometown of North Florida some years ago from a Reconstructionist pastor. And we met various different places, as I understand that currently Cross and Crown Church does not have a current building, as most people would think, but it is meeting in various different locations, and you can go to their website or on their Facebook page for more contact information to email them or to call them by phone to find out if you're in that area where you can meet up with them and where you can meet for these worship services and or meetings and gatherings. But I have to say that the small church that I had gone to for a while there in North Florida, small Reconstructionist church. We met in homes. We had met in school a couple times, at other people's homes. But it was probably one of the most impactful aspects of my life for churches, especially when I was young. And so I encourage people to look into Cross Crown Church if you are in the Northern Virginia area. And if you are a Christian Reconstructionist or Reformed Christian looking for a church or seeking to meet up with people who have like values, maybe the current church you're in maybe doesn't have exact views of you. That happens sometimes. But I encourage you to look that up. So crosscrownchurch.com is one of the first things we'd like to recommend to you as a update for Christianity's March Forward is church planting. And we think that is a very important aspect of our jobs as Christians. Another one is a podcast that I came across recently, so it's a podcast recommendation. And the podcast is called, wait for it, The Plodcast. So it's called The Plodcast Podcast with Douglas Wilson. I really like that name. It's called Applied Theology with Douglas Wilson. Now, I have had the opportunity so far to listen to all the episodes that Pastor Wilson has done so far with the podcast, and I have quite enjoyed it. So I do recommend you get into it if you're in the podcast thing, if you do podcasting, if you like to listen to podcasts. Might be one that you'd like to add to your lineup. I have definitely gotten a lot out of it. And the description for the podcast is, in the podcast, Dr. Douglas Wilson covers anything related to theology and culture with his usual entertaining style, whether it involves talking about Chestertonian Calvinism, which is not an oxymoron, or the benefits of classical Christian education, also not in that order, or the latest homosexuality farce. The podcast aims to apply all of Christ to all of life for all the world. And Douglas Wilson is an evangelical, post-mill, Calvinistic, Reformed, and Presbyterian, pretty much in that order, and is politically to the right of Jeb Stuart. So that is the description of the podcast. I encourage you to give it a shot. You know how it is with podcasts. You never know what you're going to get half the time with them, and including this one, Breaking News Podcast, is brand new as well. And so I suggest that you give it a look, listen to it, see if you can get anything out of it. I really enjoyed many aspects of it. He keeps them short, and I think that is well put together, and he has a lot of good advice to give and a lot of information to share as well. So I definitely suggest people go ahead and check it out. And so that'll be the two new updates we have for Christianity's March Forward. And so those are the recommendations we have for you this week. Okay, our top story today then for the Breaking News Podcast is Hugh Hefner dies at the age of 91, which happened this week. Now, there was a lot of hubbub all over the place about this, lots of different opinions about Hugh Hefner and his life and legacy, and we'd like to just briefly comment on this because with the Breaking News Podcast, we'd like to cover news and events from a Reformed Reconstructionist point of view. But our real goal isn't necessarily to just cover news. Lots of people are doing that already. And people are also giving their points of view on different aspects of it, like Hugh Hefner's life and all the rest of the stuff that goes with it. But we'd like to touch on something with every news and or event that takes place that we cover. We want to say, what can we learn? What can we learn about? What can you learn about personally as a Christian? What can your family learn from news and events that you hear about? And what can your community learn from news and events? And one of the things I'd like to say about Hugh Hefner, some things we can learn about him. I mean, he clearly was undisputably a pioneer in perversion, and he himself would probably enjoy that title from what I know of him, very little that I know of him. But he also, I would definitely say, was an agent of social change, and that was definitely something he deliberately and purposefully did, an agent of social change. Now, a couple of things that I would like to point out, what things we should learn, is that, number one, social change happens over time and is caused by committed individuals willing to stay the course. That's something that you should learn about hearing about Hugh Hefner, anything that you hear about his legacy, his life's pursuit in normalizing pornography and putting it out there for the community. But he was committed. That's something that you have to learn, is that he had an idea about the world he wanted to see, what he wanted to live in. According to reports, his parents were Puritan Christians growing up. And so he had a Christian background to some extent, which he absolutely completely rejected. And so this is something that drove him. And so he was said in a couple of different reports saying, if you were going to sum up what he did, which is the Playboy magazine, if you're going to sum up what it stood for, what his entire efforts were, was anti-Puritanism or anti-Christianity. That was his whole goal, was basically to war purposefully with Christianity. And as you can tell, you have to say this about him, he was very committed. He was definitely committed to perversion, but he was definitely a committed individual. And the sad part, I have to say, is as I was seeing the articles come up and people talking about him, is that people had a lot to say about the perversions he was pushing, of course, and all the rest, the normal stuff. But something they didn't say is that the sad part was is that 99.9% of Christians are not and will never be as committed to their cause as Hefner was to his. And that right there is probably one of the saddest facts that I came across from with the news of his death, was that he was committed to his cause. In fact, he was quoted as saying, I believe, I saw a quote, I think it was from Esquire, things he had said he'd learned throughout his life. He said that if you look at the world and it's not the way you want it to be, he says, then the problem is probably you. In other words, he understood that if you didn't like the world as you saw it, the only change that was going to happen is you got out there and you tried to make a difference. And so I wish Christians would understand this. This was what was sad to me. Christians don't seem to get that. Hugh Hefner understood that. Hugh Hefner worked his entire life to try to create the world the way he saw it, the way he wanted it to be. He was, as I've said, I think earlier this week, a hero of humanism. He really was. He's not something to be admired at all, but he was something to understand that his dedication was solid. There was no denying his dedication to what he wanted the world to look like. And Christians do not have that. In fact, they see the world and they, or maybe they think the rapture's coming. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they just want to complain. But unlike Hugh Hefner, they did not see the world and try to do something about it. In fact, I've talked to many people, and if you discuss doing something about it, that sounds like there's work involved. Well, yes, there's work involved. Hugh Hefner spent his entire life, dedicated to trying to change the world. And one thing you have to admit, I think everybody admits this, is he did change the world through his commitment and his unwavering commitment to his cause. An evil cause, most certainly. But it's something that Christians can learn from. If you want to look around the world and you see problems, you see Hugh Hefner's legacy and you say, that's a problem. Well, then what are you doing about it? Take his advice. What are you doing about it? Are you going to do something about it? You're just going to complain that Hugh Hefner had a bad influence on society? Or are you going to say, well, I'm going to try to fix that? Well, Hugh Hefner, he looked at society and said, I can't stand Christianity. I can't stand the Christian influence that I see. And he deliberately and purposely sought his entire life to try to destroy Christianity's influence, or as I like to call it, de-sanctify Christianity. And so this is very important for Christians. If we are going to disciple the nations, as we are told to, that means you have to go out there, know the culture is messed up in lots of different ways. It's not just abortion. There's so many other ways that it's messed up. Abortion is definitely one of them. You have education. Humanistic education has taken over all the schools. You go down the line, promiscuity, adultery, all the rest. The world is full of problems. But what are we doing about it besides just making Facebook posts about it and complaining about it? Or are we going to actually see the world, see the problems, and get out there and actually try to do something about it? Now, if you're not going to try to do something about it, then you're going to be of no good. Hugh Hefner tried to make the world as he saw it or wanted it to be. And to a large degree, you see in his legacy how much he succeeded in doing that. Now, the sad part is what are we going to do in recourse to that? We see all the push towards desanctifying society. Are the Christians going to get out there and try to sanctify society through the teaching of God's commandments? I see these news articles and lives like Hugh Hefner's as a wake-up call to getting out there and doing something about it. If you have a faith that does not affect the world, if you have a faith that does not change the world around you, if it doesn't change you as a person, if it doesn't change your family, if it doesn't change your work ethic, your business, and if it doesn't start to change the community in one way, shape, form, or fashion or another towards a more obedience to Christ, then you have no faith at all, and you have no right to call yourself a Christian. So if you are going to have a faith even remotely impactful, then you're going to have to change the world. And take Hugh Hefner's advice right here. If you see the world and you see the problems and you're complaining about it, get out there and do something. If it's not changing, it's because you aren't doing anything about it. So despite the fact that his advice is good, his life was bad, it might be something that Christians could learn from, at least from that aspect of it. Of if you want to see change, you're going to have to be committed to making a change. And that's going to take work, it's going to take commitment, and it's going to take more than simply looking at the problem and saying, well, I wish the world was a different way. I think that that's going to be enough for us here. I hope that gives you something to think about with Hugh Hefner's death, and hopefully that as these episodes continue, as the Breaking News podcast continues, we'll hopefully continue to give you things to think about that you haven't thought about. And specifically, it's every time you hear something in the news, it's not just the news itself, but what can I learn from this? And what you can learn from Hugh Hefner's death at 91, you can learn that it's going to take a severe commitment, a lifelong commitment to making change in your life, in the life of your family, in the life of the community as a whole. But that is what it's going to take. And if we are going to be serious about our faith, we're going to have to get out there and we're going to have to make a difference. Thank you.